Hey, we got a special guest on the line with us now. He is Matt Parker, the Rockford Public Schools Director of Athletics, and he's involved in the great event that's coming up on August 11th, I believe. Yes, it is, the Antonio Little Memorial Basketball Tournament. Matt, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, well, first of all, before we get into the tournament, I'm curious, what else is your life like right now in the summer as the athletics director? I mean, how much break do you get, and how much are you ramping up for the fall season?
This time of year, it's all preparation time for the 2018-2019 season. So it's going through handbooks and procedures and having meetings and changing up, you know, little things about the tip-off classic and, you know, things of that nature. It's a little mellower. it's more proactive than reactive. But then, you know, once August comes and football fires up and cheer, the first two IHSA sports to start, then we really go hard until mid-May. Mm-hmm. And that time period, it's a lot more reactive work than proactive work. So a little mellower, able to get away. I just got back from 10 days out in the Northwest, so feeling relaxed and ready to go.
Where'd you go, Northwest?
My youngest brother lives in Portland, and my middle brother, Josh, lives in Olympia, Washington. So we kind of did the Seattle down to Portland corridor, out to the Olympic Mountains, over to the ocean. So a good time.
That sounds great. I haven't been out there much. I've got relatives out in that area, but haven't had a chance to go up there in a long time. So I've always heard that's great territory. My youngest son wants to move there. I told him, I don't want you to stay close to home. But
it's beautiful. I don't know that I'd move there, but it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm not a big fan of surfing in a full-body wetsuit.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, but you look good in one, Matt.
My wife got some pictures. I don't think you want to see them.
Where's the Twitter account? Where's the Facebook page? Hey, look, the reason we're talking, of course, is the Antonio Little Memorial Tournament. This is the third year, correct?
Third year, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the tournament, the background of the event itself. I know, I understand it's really growing this year. It grew last year to the point where you're expanding this year.
Yeah, so it originally started where Antonio was on our planning committee. We were going to have a Sobo basketball reunion of the kind of the three-year run teams and the two teams that I coached as a prelude to that breakout season, a big cookout and barbecue and basketball tournament in my driveway. And so during that planning period, Antonio is when Antonio passed. And so the committee shifted gears and made it into the memorial tournament. And that first year was more of a healing camaraderie, get his family out, get his son out, and have a good time in the driveway. So we had a good competitive tournament and handed out some trophies and laughed and cried and had a great day. And so over that next year, we decided, you know, we want to keep his name alive and we want to do something positive with the money. If we can make some money with a tournament, and we kind of thought through what would Antonio want? What would he love? What were his passions? And that's, you know, what we created. So last year we had over 20 teams using half the facility at the Sports Factory and didn't end until 11 p.m. And so we've expanded it to all 8 courts this year and expect it to be another great day with 4 different divisions. We have a wheelchair 3-on-3, a youth 2nd through 5th grade 3-on-3. We've changed the middle school age to 5-on-5. So 6th through 8th grade is 5-on-5, and then there's the 9th grade and on up open division, which we have some big names again who've signed up. And this year, the talent seems to be distributed more, so Dan Petrie doesn't have a super team that's going to come in and really dominate everything. So it's going to be a fun day.
What type of big names for the?
Well, you know, there's the Box brothers.
Okay.
All three are going to be playing with Team Ferrucci. I know there's a Bego All-Star team, and Posley's name was being thrown around yesterday, but the Ranky boys, Matt, and not Wes, but the other younger one, mm-hmm. they're in, Will Harchie, and the lefty that was real good.
I'm drawing a blank myself.
They came over from Pecatonica. Anyway, so it's going to be fun. I've tried to reach out to different communities, Dakota, Bego, Polo, to try to get groupings. And then, of course, we'll have a Rockford University team, and we're trying to get a Rock Valley. I know Craig Doty sponsored a team yesterday, maybe a Rock Valley All-Star team, but it'll be fun. Then I'm going to play with the Sobo team because I'm not running it this year. We've hired somebody to run it this year, so that's going to be fun to come in and have a minute of glory and then go suck wind on the sidelines.
Get a rub down, right?
Yeah.
A lot of icy hot.
Yeah. Hey, Matt. But, I'm sorry. You wanted to finish?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, the most important part is that last year in May, we handed out a check for $1,300 to a South Beloit high school senior who was going on to college, and we have a committee that goes through those applications for the scholarship fund, and we also gave an additional $1,300 to the Sobo Booster Club.
Wow.
And this year we've switched up the charities. The scholarship will always remain, and so hopefully we'll be up over the 2,000 mark for that for a high school senior at South Beloit. But then we're going to give another chunk to the boys and girls basketball teams at South Beloit High School, and then also to the Park District Youth Sports Foundation to support local kids here in the community, because Antonio, when he died, was working for the Y, and he was working with young people here in the community, and he had a passion for it, so we wanted to make sure that we're supporting that cause as well.
Hey, Matt, you were talking about when the tournament started, he was on the planning committee, and you were talking about the kind of the reunion of the team. I know that 2008-2009 Sobo team went 28-2. Kind of relive some of those memories and how special that team was, and what made that team as good as it was.
Well, Antonio was certainly the leader of the team. You know, he was the captain and the leading scorer, and he had a 3.97 GPA in school and didn't shy away from AP classes. And that high IQ and emotional intelligence and maturity really carried onto the basketball court and really was what we built that team around and started building the two previous years towards that team. So he was a key component, but it was a fun year. It was really special in a lot of ways. You know, people were coming out of the woodwork. Perry Range came to a couple bit games and talked to the kids at halftime and after the games, and you know, the stands were full there in a gym that's really way too big for a 1A school. And so that was really special. And, of course, when you have a run like that and you go deep in the playoffs and you're exhausted and you're traveling a lot together and you're eating a lot together, you build this bond that, you know, we still talk all the time. And obviously with this tournament, we talk even more, but it's now become an adult relationship where, you know, we're talking about kids and family and finances, still coaching, but at a different period of life. So I think the biggest thing is that, you know, it bonds a group together, and that's really special.
How big do you think this can become? I mean, did you anticipate this? I mean, you're talking from a driveway to where you look like you might fill up the sports factory in just a few years. Is this something you hope that will get even bigger and bigger, that you can expand, or do you want to kind of cap it at a certain size?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is how much money we can make for the charities.
Right.
And so if we can keep making money at with reasonable low stress, then we'll keep expanding. We have a good group on the committee. We have, you know, a lot of support with official assigners, and Roy Sackmaster's running the tournament. You know, he's got a lot of experience with obviously coaching varsity basketball, running his summer leagues, which he does a phenomenal job, and then, of course, does a lot of stuff for the Rockford Wildcats. And so with a tournament director, an officials assigner, being able to pay officials, you know, really a lot of the work that comes on the committee is beforehand, and then we get to enjoy the day. But, yeah, we'd love to expand. I guess we didn't really anticipate, you know, what it would become, but I knew that with the success of starting the Martin Luther King Tournament in South Beloit and the Tip-Off Classic here in Rockford, that I knew how to create a good tournament and a good experience. And we specifically picked this time of the year where, you know, really all the AAU stuff is done. People are kind of gearing up for the school year. Everybody's gone on vacation, so it's kind of a last big celebration around basketball before the school year starts. So the time of the year was very strategic, too.
Now, this almost kind of, you remember the heydays of the Gus Macker. This is not exactly like the Gus Macker, but a similar outlet for area people to play ball, as you said, different ages and all that. One of the drawbacks that hurt Macker was the adult divisions and kind of the fights and all that stuff. How do you, what's the situation with your tournament, especially with the above, the higher level for like officiating and stuff like that? Because I'm looking at something like, if I were still able to play, I would love to play in this, but I knew what Macker used to be like. But if there's quality people controlling these things, I'd like to get back and play in a tournament like this.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because Emily said those exact words yesterday. She said, this is the new Gus Macker.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really thought of that. I didn't experience a whole lot of the Gus Macker because it was kind of on its way out when I moved here in 97. But, you know, I've talked to people, you know, like Jeff Renke a lot about the Gus Macker, and that's exactly what the downfall was. And so we've talked a lot about that. And one of the big decisions we've made is we're going to keep money prize out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think once you do that and it gets to that next level of competitiveness and you get teams coming in from Chicago and Milwaukee and different area communities where people don't really know each other, that's when problems can occur. So with good officials, we only have IHSA officials. We're paying officials this year a good salary plus a drink ticket and gift certificates to local restaurants. And then just knowing a lot of the players and a lot of the guys and a lot of the people that are putting together the teams, you know, there was a couple of games where it got a little chippy last year, you know, nothing abnormal
right.
with basketball.
Right.
So we don't anticipate anything like that. And then on top of that, with, you know, the support of the Park District Security and Police Department, I mean, I just don't see that being an issue.
And I'm glad to hear that, because that was the one thing, my biggest concern from the outside is that I think people love the Macker, they love the opportunity to do this, especially the amateur guys, the guys that can't grow up like myself. But it got like that. It's so cool to hear what you're doing with officials and people, because those are volunteers, and that was hard, you know, for ask a volunteer to step in front of or between two big guys that got into a fight over a charge or whatever. So that's the kind of, and the quality of running this tournament, I think, is what's going to make it continue to grow, make it successful and grow on beyond. How much does it cost to get involved, to get a team in here, and what's the deadline, and where do they go to get involved?
So I'll send you I'll text you the Facebook link.
Okay.
It's $100 a team for 5-on-5, $50 a team for 3-on-3. The deadline is real loose. Really the only thing is we need about 2 weeks to print all the t-shirts.
Okay.
So we take teams right up until July 30th, 29th, somewhere in there. And you know, you talked about playing again. Well, I think 1330 should get a team in. Yesterday, Carl Armato and Anthony Mastronzi jumped on our team, so there's going to be at least one 50-year-old playing with Carl. So it'd be great to see some of the old guard come out.
Carl's in good shape, I think, though, for being a 50-year-old. Here's the issue. If it was 3-on-3, because I don't have to run up and down a court, I don't think I can go end-to-end anymore at a 5-on-5. So I can just stay back and play D. I'd be more than happy to do that.
That's why you got to strategically plan your team. We have eight horses, and then Carl and I can come in, hit a couple threes, and feel good about ourselves.
It's the designated gunner, right?
Yep.
Well, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Best of luck with this tournament again this year. It's just a growing thing. It's a great thing. And I think it's one that, you know, like I said, the word's got to keep getting out. And it's going to get out more and more and more people involved. All the names you named off are people that are influential in terms of basketball around the area. And this could become, like I said, like Emily told you, the Gus Macker of the area, like the biggest basketball event, something that people actually anticipate and look forward to at the end of every summer. So this is just a wonderful event, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. And Antonio was a wonderful young man, what you want in a student athlete. And so hopefully some of that excellence can rub off and continue on in this tournament.
Absolutely.